eventide.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are still in the gospel writings of Matthew, and we are in Matthew chapter 19. We see Matthew, a Jewish writer. He also was also a disciple of Jesus Christ, and he has first-hand information about Jesus Christ. So we are going through this gospel writing to see how Matthew portrayed Jesus Christ. He was writing to the Jewish people, and many of them did not believe in the Jewish Messiah. But Matthew painted a picture so beautiful of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah King, that we can't help but love him and respect and adore his holy name. So we are going to be, last time we stopped at verse 22, we're dealing with the rich young ruler. When the young man heard that saying that he should sell everything and come and follow Jesus, the Bible said he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. And we see where his possession had possession of him. So his possession was his master. So he could not let go of his possession to serve Jesus Christ. So we see, people of God, we cannot allow our material wealth to hold us captive, but we have to let go. We have to make sacrifices so that we can follow Jesus. So we are going to be praying and beginning on verse 23 this evening. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love which never fails. Thank you for allowing us to be here another evening to go into your word. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you'll continuously illuminate your word to us. Let your word be that lamp to our feet and that light to our pathway, oh God, we pray. As we read and study and practice your word, oh God, we will not stumble on this journey. Have your way in us, oh God. Breathe upon those who took the time out, oh God, to hear your word this evening. I pray those that are saved, oh God, that they will grow in grace and knowledge of you, Jesus Christ. Those that are not yet saved will come to a saving knowledge of who you are, Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you will draw weary souls to you, mighty God. For your word said, oh God, no one can come to Jesus unless you, the Father, draw them. So we pray, Spirit of God, that you will draw, oh God, all men unto you. Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing in this season. Thank you for your word to us this evening. And help us, oh God, to eat and be filled up with you, Jesus, as we continue on this journey. We give you thanks. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen. Amen. So we are going to start at Matthew chapter 19, verse 23. Matthew chapter 19, verse 23. The word of God said, then Jesus said to his disciples, assuredly I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus was telling them it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. So we see, people of God, a rich man's pride will prevent him from entering the kingdom of heaven. He put his trust in his wealth, not in God. So we see, people of God, that we have to put our trust in God, not in our material possession. So we see it is very difficult, very hard, Jesus said, for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And we see in Matthew 18:2-3, Jesus tells us the qualification for entering into the kingdom of God. The word of God said, Jesus called a little child to them. The disciples were there saying, who shall be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. unless you be converted and become as little children, unless you be converted, you have a change of mind. Unless you have a change of mind and become as little children, humble like little children, people of God. So we see it's hard for the rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven because of his pride. He trusts in his earthly riches. He cannot trust in God. He has another God, which is his possession. So we have to be very careful, people of God. Who is our God? Is it our possession or is it the true and living God? So we have to put our trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus said we cannot serve two masters, or else we're going to love one and hate the other. We cannot serve God and material things. So we have to come to a place, people of God, where we make up in our minds, where we make the choice to follow Jesus and him alone. To let go of everything else and let Jesus be first place in our lives. Look at verse 24 of Matthew chapter 19. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. What was Jesus saying here? So we see, people of God, Jesus gave the imagery of one of the largest animals, the camel. The camel passing through a small opening was a figurative language used often for impossible occurrences. So we see Jesus was saying, it's really hard, it's almost impossible for a man, a rich man, to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So he was saying it would be even easier for a camel. So we see how hard it is for a rich man to let go of his riches and enter into the kingdom of heaven. So we see, people of God, the imagery that Jesus painted was showing that large animal passing through the eye of a small opening. So this was used in a figurative way, showing us, people of God, how impossible it can become for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But look at what Jesus said as we continue on. The disciples now spoke to him. Look at verse 25. So when his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, who then can be saved? Who then can be saved? It seemed almost impossible for any rich person to. Who then can be saved? Well, look at verse 26. Jesus' response, people of God, to the disciples. Jesus said, but Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So we see, people of God, Jesus was saying, for the rich man to be saved, it seemed impossible to men. But Jesus reminded us that with God all things are possible. So it's possible for the rich man to be saved. It is possible, people of God. And when we look in the Bible, we see many rich persons who were saved. Abraham was a rich man. Job was a rich man. All those people were rich, but yet still they served God wholeheartedly. So it's not impossible, people of God. Jesus was there showing us that it's very hard. It's very hard for a rich man to let go of his riches to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So there, with God, all things are possible. God can break up any stony heart. God is able to change any heart, people of God. So let us not give up on our loved ones who seem to be so far from God. But let us come to understand that with God, all things are possible, not some things. All things are possible. So Jesus reminded the disciples that with God, all things are possible. It seemed hard. They were saying, who then can be saved? It seemed impossible for these rich men to be saved. But Jesus is saying, with God, all things are possible. Look at verse 27, Matthew 19. Then Peter answered and said to him, see, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? People of God, we see Peter speaks a lot, as we see in the scriptures, and we see he's asking this question, and he's telling Jesus, we left all and follow you, Jesus. What's in it for us? We left all and follow you. What is in it for us? What shall we have? What shall we get by letting go of what we have and following you? So people of God, let us not follow Jesus for what we can get from him. Let us follow him because of our love for him, because of who he is, our love for him, and our eternal gain in him. So we have to understand, people of God, it's not about the material things that we can get from Jesus. But we have to understand the spiritual gain that we have in Christ Jesus. We gain eternal life. Once we have put our faith in him, we have eternal life in us, people of God. So we have to understand that. That is not because of what we can get in the physical realm. But we, people of God, who are born again, born of the Spirit, have now reaped eternal life. So we have an eternal gain in Christ Jesus. So we have to love him. Remember the sacrifice that he has made for us at the cross, and love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And remember that in him we have eternal life. So people of God, we see Peter asking, what are we going to get? What's in it for us? So look on verse 28 and see how Jesus responded. So Jesus said to them, assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed, he will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So you are going to be promoted in the next kingdom. You are going to be promoted when I come in my kingdom to rule and reign on earth. So Jesus was saying that there is promotion. Their promotion will come in the next life, when the Son of Man, referring to Jesus himself, comes to rule and reign. So we see his disciples will also sit on 12 thrones, judging Israel. So we see, people of God, the promotion is coming when Jesus comes to rule on earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Look at verse 29 of Matthew 19. And everyone who has left house, Jesus continues to speak, and everyone who has left house, our brothers, our sisters, our fathers, our mother, our wife, our children, our land, for my sake, shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. What was Jesus saying? Those who made the sacrifice, people of God, those of us who make the sacrifice to follow Christ, will receive manifold blessings in this life, and also in the life to come, spending eternity with Christ Jesus. People of God, we have to believe the word of God. The word of God tells us, whoever forsake brother, sister, father, mother, wife, children, land, for my sake, shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. So we see, people of God, we are going to get 100% returns, and when Christ comes, we live with him forevermore. So we see, people of God, our inheritance is great. We are blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly realm. So we see, people of God, we are called to understand that the sacrifice that we made for Christ Jesus is not in vain. We will reap blessings right here on earth while we are here, and also eternal life with Jesus Christ. Look at verse 30 of Matthew chapter 19. Verse 30 of Matthew chapter 19. The word of God tells us, but many who are first will be last, and the last first. What was Jesus talking about? Many who are first will be last, and the last first. So we see the Israelites who were called in a covenant relationship with God first. They were called first. So they were the first people to be in a covenant relationship with God. So we see, people of God, the Israelites were called out to represent God here on earth. They were called out in a covenant relationship with God, and they were the first ones. So we see, people of God, the word said the first will be last. And the Gentiles who came in after, were engrafted in, who came in after, who have put their trust in Jesus Christ. People of God, we have to understand this. The main thing is putting our trust in Jesus Christ. It's not that you were a part of the children of Israel, a part of the covenanted people. But God is saying the new covenant has come. The new covenant is in his Son. So we see, people of God, everyone has to put their trust in Jesus Christ. So the word tells us in John 1:11-12, He came unto his own were the Israelites, and his own received him not. They did not accept him. But as many as received him, people of God, to them gave he the right to become children of God. As many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God. So we see, people of God, the Israelites who were called in a covenant relationship with God, they first were called, and we see that many, when the Messiah came, many did not put their trust in him. So it comes down to those who now put their trust in Jesus Christ. They will become first, because now they have put their trust in the Messiah King. They have put their trust in Jesus Christ. So it is for us to know and understand that we are all called to put our trust in Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. So we have to understand, people of God, that we cannot save ourselves. Only Jesus Christ can save us. The word tells us that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God has sent his Son to save us from our sinful state. He died on the cross for us, people of God. And as many as receive him, as many as accept him, to them gave he the right to become sons of God. So we have to understand, people of God, this Christian life is a sacrificial life. We have to lay down our lives for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the kingdom. We have to deny self, take up our cross daily, and follow Jesus. We have to come to that place, people of God, where everything else takes second place. So we cannot be like that rich young ruler who placed his confidence, his trust in his material wealth. We have to come to know and understand that we are called to place our trust in Jesus Christ, the beloved Son. People of God, he came to save us from our sin. There is no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved but by the name of Jesus. So we, as God's people, are called to continue to place our trust in Jesus, to believe in him, to walk each day, trust in his word. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by his word. So when we hear his word, people of God, and when we understand that when we make sacrifices to follow Jesus, we will receive manifold blessings in this life and in the life to come, spending eternity with Jesus Christ. Jesus promised us in his word that he has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. People of God, our fulfillment is in Christ Jesus. So we can only be fulfilled in him. He is the one who gives us that abundant life. So everything that we need is in Christ Jesus. And let us not forget that with Christ, all things are possible. So it's not impossible for even the rich man to be saved. The word is showing us that anyone can be saved. So we have to understand God's word and remember his word and know that we are following Jesus for the right reason. Let our motives be right, people of God. Let us come to that place where we understand and know why we are following Jesus and follow him wholeheartedly. We cannot come half-heartedly, people of God. He will not accept that. So we have to come wholeheartedly. We have to give up what we never want to give up, people of God. We have to lay down the old life so we can live the new life that is in Christ Jesus. We have to become those who are so much in love with Jesus that we would give up anything just to behold his beauty, just to live with him eternally. So we have to come to that place of understanding that we are called, people of God, to make sacrifices while we are here on earth. We have to make sacrifices, and we know that every sacrifice that we made will be rewarded. The Lord promised that he will reward us openly. So we are going to get our reward here on earth and reward in heaven. So people of God, we have to understand that we who are in Christ Jesus, we are rich in Christ. We are rich because he's coming back to rule and reign. He said, I go and prepare a place for you, and I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you will be also. So we have to understand, people of God, that Christ has made the way for us. He came and he purchased our redemption. He died on the cross for us, people of God. He shed his precious blood for us. We are redeemed, not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us go forth understanding who we are in him, know our identity in him, and walk as children of light. Walk as those that want to honor Christ. Our desire should be to honor him with every fiber of our being. Every area of our lives should honor Christ Jesus because of who he is and the work that he has done for us at the cross. So let us not turn away sorrowful, but let us turn to him with all our heart. And let us not come because of what we can get. As Peter said, therefore, what shall we have? Because we lay down everything to follow you. So we don't want to come with that mindset about what we are going to have or what we're going to get from Jesus. Well, let us come with a mindset to know that we have eternal life in Christ Jesus. So let us come to love him because of the sacrifice he made for us. The word of God said he demonstrated that love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we see, people of God, his love was demonstrated on the cross. We see where he laid down his life for us. He sacrificed for us. So we ought also to make sacrifices for the cause of Christ. So we have to understand this truth, people of God, and make the decision that we are going to follow Christ and follow him wholeheartedly. So we have to come to that place, people of God, of knowing who we are in him and walking in truth, walking in holiness, walking in reverential fear of his great name. So let us come to know who we are in Christ, and let us make the sacrifices daily. Daily sacrifice, people of God, giving up the things that were so important to us so that we can gain Christ. We want to live the new life that is in him. But we, people of God, we have to let go of the old life, the old way of thinking. We have to come to that place where our minds are renewed with the word of God. So when we come daily to feast on the word, ask the Holy Spirit to renew our minds with the word of God so that we can know what God is saying to us. We can know his perfect will for us. We can know how to live this new life in him. We can know what is acceptable with him. We can know what is good. We can know his perfect will for us. So we want to be people who continue on this journey, knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. And people of God, we have to be people who rejoice in the Lord always, even in the midst of trials, even in the midst of tribulation. We can still rejoice because of who Christ is and the work that he has done for us at the cross. Let us not forget, people of God, that he's coming back to rule and reign. Let us not forget that we have a blessed hope. Our hope is in Christ Jesus, him returning for us and us living with him forevermore. So let us not be here questioning what we are going to gain from this life in Christ Jesus. But let us understand that we have all the spiritual blessings right here on earth now. And we also have eternity in Christ Jesus. So let us walk in our new identity. Let us walk as children of light. Let us walk each day knowing that we have to lay down our lives also for the brethren. There are sacrifices that we also have to make for each other. So let us come to that place, people of God, where we are now unified in Christ Jesus. Where we come to that place of allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth. We allow the Holy Spirit to guide our lives, people of God. When we are led by the Spirit, we do not fulfill the desires of our flesh. For we remember that the flesh cannot please God. So we have to understand that our desire now is to please the Lord. For the word of God said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For when we come, we must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So we want to come to that place of understanding who we are in Christ and whose we are. And the Word of God tells us the Holy Spirit, He bears witness with us that we belong to God. So when we come, people of God, we should come with a heart that is willing and ready to serve Jesus every step of the journey. We should be willing and ready to tell others about Him. We should be people who will go forth with the good news of salvation. As Jesus has come into our lives and our lives have been changed, we also must tell others so their lives also will be changed. So we have to come to understand, people of God, the sacrifice that this Christian life calls for. We have to make sacrifices to follow Christ, and we surely will receive all the manifold blessings in this life and in the life to come. Spending eternity with Christ Jesus, walking with Him, living with Him, people of God, reigning with Him forevermore. When He comes back to rule and reign, people of God, He told His disciples, they will sit with Him on the 12 thrones judging Israel. So we have to understand, people of God, that it's not only in this life that we are going to benefit from our salvation, but in the life to come. So the psalmist himself tells us that we must not forget all His benefits. So we should continuously be blessing the Lord and do not forget His benefits. People of God, He is the one who redeems our lives from destruction. He heals all our diseases. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. So let us not forget, people of God, the benefits of our salvation. So there are a lot of benefits in our salvation, but we have to know them, and we have to appropriate all that Christ has done for us on the cross. So God is calling us, people of God, to understand who we are in Him, to understand our new identity in Him. We are called to remember that as many as receive Him, to them gave He the right to become children of God. And as children of God, people of God, we also have an inheritance in Christ Jesus. So we, as joint heirs with Christ, can walk the walk, talk the talk, live the life that truly counts. So we want to be people who know who we are. We want to be people who live sacrificially along the journey, knowing that, people of God, our reward will be great. So we want to continue to look to Jesus. We want to continue to rely upon Him. We want to continue to stay connected to Him and walk the walk, talk the talk, live the life that truly counts. So we are, as we come to the end of our session for this evening, we have finished chapter 19, and we will be going on to chapter 20 next week, God's willing. God bless you all, and let us all pray and close. Father, we thank You for this evening. We thank You for who You are. We thank You for Your faithfulness. Thank You for Your word to us. Thank You, O God, for reminding us, O God, of all the benefits of our salvation. So we pray today, O God, that we will not take it lightly, O God, but we will live a sacrificial life, O God, bringing honor and glory to Your name. Father, we thank You. We bless You. We honor and give You glory as we look to You by faith and give You thanks. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the week, and continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen.
In the Lord is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America.